Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how the Holy Quran, the very word of Allah, can soften our hearts and how this softening of hearts relates to our ubudiyyah. Now, what a beautiful and interesting discussion we have here on the program today. Of course, first and foremost, the Holy Quran, as we know, is a book which has been sent by Allah. It is a book which has not been changed. It is a divine book, of course. It has been sent by a messenger who did not speak out of his own whims or his own desires. Matter of fact, he spoke only out of divine inspiration and that which the Almighty Allah had him say. And so this book is one of the divine books that Allah has sent to mankind. We're talking about the Holy Quran. But this divine book is one that has been unaltered, it has been unchanged, it remains in its perfect state from whence it was revealed to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so once we realize the great value of the Holy Quran and we realize this, that it is really so much more than just a simple book. Many a times we get this feeling that, oh, it's just an ordinary book. No, brothers and sisters, this is a very special divine book. It is a miracle. And it is truly the living and continuously living miracle of the Messenger of Allah that was endowed to the Messenger of Allah by the Almighty Allah. Now, the Holy Quran, of course, has different themes within it. It has a historical theme. It has a moral, ethical theme. It has a theme which talks about nature. It talks about the metaphysical realm. It talks about human beings and angels and plants and animals and jinns. I mean, you could say that everything is included in the Holy Quran. One very special thing which we want to talk about on our program is the fact that the Holy Quran is a book which reminds us. Now, it constantly reminds us about the hereafter. It constantly reminds us to do good actions. It constantly reminds us of this system of reward and punishment, prosperity and humiliation. And so this constant remembrance, what it does is it softens the heart. The worldly, materialistic lifestyle that we lead in many countries in the present day, this materialistic lifestyle makes our hearts quite hard. And it is in itself a akhlaqi, moral, ethical discussion, which we can't really get into on the program. But this hardening of the heart can become softened via the recitation of the Holy Quran. And of course, we find in this regards that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, has recommended that we recite at least 50 verses of the Holy Quran on a daily basis. Of course, this recitation of the Holy Quran is not just a mere speaking and a mere recitation. Matter of fact, we have to and we need to think about it, contemplate, reflect, so that really the meanings go deep within our heart and our soul. And we understand that this is the Almighty Allah talking to all of humanity, but at the same time talking to each and every single one of us. And then we have a tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, of course, which we will talk about in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parshtoday.com.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
The Holy Quran is the last revelation given unto mankind. The first one actually came with Adam as a commandment from God. And there are four major commandments, meaning revelations that have come from God. There are many, but four major ones. We believe there were at least 313 revelations that came to mankind. And the four major ones is the Torah, which was given to Moses, the Zabur, which was given to David, known as the Psalms of David, the Injil, which the Christians hold today as the Bible, which to us, of course, all these books were actually adulterated and destroyed, so we don't have any original ones. And then the final revelation which came is the Quran as a covenant of God to confirm what was revealed prior so that to correct the situations of God's law upon mankind. Now the Quran represents a moral book. It's not a history book, it's not a book of science, it's not a story book, it's a book of morals. Because the prerogative for mankind receiving guidance from God is precisely on the moral front, which requires that the human being has to be guided at the moral level. God is not does not send revelations to entertain us or to tell us historically what happened, because that's not the intent of a moral book. The Quran, you notice, it's uniquely styled. It's the only book in the world where God is the exclusive author cover to cover. Every other revealed scripture that is purported to be a revealed scripture today on earth, you will find that human beings are speaking on behalf of God. So if you read the New Testament, you read the Old Testament, these are inspirational books supposedly revealed to people through inspiration, but there is no validity that we can understand from. Whereas we find the Quran, at least systematically, is the only book where God speaks alone. Though the Holy Prophet in Islam, the last Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is the most important person for us to follow, you find that even he is secondary in the Quran, for he does not speak of his own words, but that which God tells us. And the Quran is a book of morals, and the unique style of the Quran is that it's fragmented when it comes to stories. So you'll find the story of a prophet begins at one point, and then another chapter basically adds on, and another chapter potentially completes it. The only chapter that we know that is a complete story in the Quran, that we categorically can say it's a complete story, is the story of the prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him. As you know, the story of Yusuf starts off where he tells his father of the dream that he had of 11 planets bowing to him, the sun and the moon. And you find that's a complete story. Otherwise, all stories in the Quran are fragmented. But what is fascinating is that the moral objectives are not fragmented. So from cover to cover, the moral objective, the oneness of God, the submission to God, the merciful God, the eschatology in Islam, which implies the belief in the day of judgment, what will happen to the doers of good and evil, what is our objective on life, the lessons that we learn, are systematically presented in the Quran without any fragmentations. So that's the Quran. The Quran addresses not only the believers, but also the rejecters of the belief in Islam. And the Quran addresses them all with an equal opportunity to submit to the will of God through very sound arguments that are presented in the Quran. And that's really what it represents for humanity.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parshtoday.com.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So in continuation to what we were saying, of course, which was how the Holy Quran softens our heart, and eventually this softening of the heart is related to our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. In the first segment, of course, we had talked a little bit about all-inclusiveness and the comprehensiveness of the Holy Quran. Of course, we said how the Holy Quran talks about various different things, and of course, how it is a perfect miracle. It is a living miracle. It is a continuous miracle. And it is a book which has provided guidance to countless millions and millions of people all across the world throughout the centuries. Now, of course, in the previous segment, we had also talked about how the Quran, via this constant remembrance and this recalling of the day of resurrection and death and the hereafter and the day of judgment and the system of good and evil, the system of rewards and punishments, the system of prosperity, salvation, humiliation, and degradation, this is constant reminders softens our hearts. Another interesting point we brought up was the fact that the materialistic life that many of us live in countries practically all across the world, we find that this materialistic lifestyle has a tendency to harden our hearts. So we had gotten to a point where we wanted to relate a tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq alayhi salam, who quotes Imam Ali alayhi salam, who spoke about some of the disciplines and the rules and regulations of recitation, especially the recitation of the Holy Quran. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam here says, strike with it the Quran your hardened hearts, and do not be eager to get to the end of the surah. So again, here we are being reminded by Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was quoted by the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, that our hearts that are hardened, they can be softened by the Holy Quran and the recitation of the Holy Quran. But a recitation, of course, as we have said in many programs, a recitation that has to be done with contemplation and thinking and pondering and understanding, of course, so that the meaning is understood in the depths of our hearts and our souls. Now, here, an interesting point that Imam Ali alayhi salam brought, of course, quoted by Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, is to not be eager to get to the end of the surah. Sometimes we kind of race while we read the Holy Quran in order to try to finish the surah. And here, the chapter of the Holy Quran should not just be read in order to be finished. It should be read in order to learn something and to acquire guidance and to put fear in our hearts, to put hope in our hearts, to be a motivating factor, if you will. Now, how is this all related to ubudiyah before we end the program? Well, of course, the recitation of the Quran softens our heart, and when one has a soft heart, that in reality means that they are humble and they are down to earth and they have this khushu and they have this humbleness, this piety, this taqwa, this God consciousness. All of these things come about via a soft heart. And on the other hand, what comes about with a hard heart? Arrogance, pride, mischief, greed, jealousy, and all these kind of different vile and evil characteristics come about via a hard heart, a heart that becomes like a stone. And so now you know. If you have a soft heart, it will make it much easier to be able to do the ubudiyah, to be able to be of servitude and the worship and the obedience to Allah. But if, God forbid, we have a hard heart, then it will be much more difficult to do ubudiyah, to do the servitude, the obedience, and the worship of Allah. And so there you have it. Read the Quran, soften your heart, increase your ubudiyya. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.